Coming up on KUCB News, Carolyn Reed's show opens at the Museum of the Aleutians, and does oil come from dinosaurs? Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Aleutian Family Dentistry, cultivating a community of healthy smiles. Dr. MacArthur and his team will be in Unalaska during the month of May. Services include dental exams, cleanings, pediatric children's dentistry, braces including Invisalign, implants, fillings, extractions including wisdom teeth extractions, crowns, sedation dentistry, teeth whitening, and much more. All insurance is accepted, including Denali Kid Care and Medicaid. Appointments available by calling 581-3122.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Zoe Sobel with some local news on Thursday, May 24th, 2018. Carolyn Reed has been a fixture in Unalaska since 1983. Her solo show, Bering Sea, opens tomorrow night at the Museum of the Aleutians. The name, she explains, comes from the water that surrounds Unalaska.
I started realizing way back in the 80s that it had had a huge effect on my lifestyle here. I worked as a processor at the beginning and an offloader, quality control all around the fisheries. Later on, I got into subsistence lifestyles and just kind of an emotional attachment with the sea, whether it's hiking along the cliffs or kayaking, and realized that it significantly changed my life. And so at that point, I realized that it had probably changed the lives of others here as well.
Reed says the show is focused on the relationship people have with the water, including glimpses of subsistence lifestyle, the fisheries, and processing plants. The show has already been exhibited at the Alaska Pacific University, but that show, Reed says, was half the size. This time around, there are nearly 60 pieces. One piece, named The Woman Saint of the Processors, took her 5 years to complete. Reed thinks people often overlook the hard work processors do.
There is no saint for the processors. There's a patron saint for fishermen, pretty much everyone else. And I felt that these people that are kind of ghosts in the community needed a patron saint too.
Bering Sea Works by Carolyn Reed opens tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Museum of the Aleutians. And you can hear our full interview with Carolyn Reed at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. And we'll also be joined by Ray Hudson live at 10 a.m. Hudson is back in Unalaska to share his new young adult book, Ivory and Paper, and to talk at the Museum of the Aleutians about his next project, which is focused on art and identity. Unalaska's school board is meeting for the last time this school year tonight. On the agenda, reviewing curriculums for counseling, music and fine arts, world languages, and social studies. They will also get an update on the summer school program. The school board meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the high school library. Their next meeting will be in August. Alaska Native Languages are the focus of a four-day institute at the University of Alaska Fairbanks this week. The Alaska Native Language Revitalization Institute is hosted by the UAF College of Rural and Community Development. College Director of Indigenous Programs Sandra Kowalski says the conference reflects a new urgency to preserve Alaska's diversity of Native languages.
Recently, the legislature passed a resolution declaring that our Alaska Native languages are in a state of emergency. In addition to that, just in recent years, we've seen an increased interest by young people to become second language speakers.
Kowalski emphasizes that loss of Native languages is not new.
We've had, you know, elders passing away, and just the whole context of having a Western education system and a Western culture kind of inset in our rural and Alaska Native communities has made it challenging for Alaska Native languages to thrive and be maintained.
The Institute will focus on 10 of Alaska's 20 Native languages. Kowalski says participants will explore strategies for learning and teaching language from Alaska and outside experts.
From Hawaii, where they've got strong revitalization efforts underway, and from some experts with the Mohawk language, they've been able to produce proficient second language Mohawk speakers.
Kowalski notes that UAF's Alaska Native Languages Center has documented the state's indigenous languages, a valuable baseline of information. Kowalski stresses that this week's institute is also about empowering people.
There's this sense that that we have to ask and be given permission to be who we are, and there's a process we need to bring our communities through to take back our right to speak and promote and teach our own indigenous languages.
Kowalski says the response to the Alaska Native Language Revitalization Institute has been strong and that registration is full. Over 150 people signed up for the May 21st to 24th Institute. And now to a pretty basic question about oil that a lot of people get wrong. Does it come from dinosaurs? From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has the answer.
First, how would you answer? I pose this question to people in Fairbanks. True or false? Oil comes from dinosaurs.
True.
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 I would say true.
That's Elena Rachel, Max Kay, Kathy McFarland, and Sammy McFarland. Props to them for being willing to be wrong on the radio, because...
The short answer is no, oil is not made from dinosaurs.
Zach Lyons is a geologist with the Oil and Gas Division at the Bureau of Land Management, Alaska.
Oil actually originates from plants and tiny marine organisms that sink down to the ocean floor and are buried over the course of millions of years.
The plants and critters Lyons is talking about are tiny. Most are only visible through a microscope. Little by little, over millions of years, these creatures died and piled up at the bottom of the sea, mixing with mud and sand to form layers that could be tens of thousands of feet thick. And through a particular formula of heat, pressure, lack of oxygen, and hundreds of millions of years, that marine sludge became oil. So why do so many people have the impression that we're loading up our gas tanks with giant ancient reptiles?
I have tried to trace the history of this, and I think it largely goes back to the Sinclair Oil Company.
That's Kenneth Lacquavera, a paleontologist. You probably know Sinclair Oil by their logo, a big green brontosaurus-looking dinosaur. Sinclair never actually claimed that oil came from dinosaurs, but the creatures became central to their marketing, starting back in the 1930s. But can one company single-handedly create that kind of association?
Dinosaurs, I think in the public imagination, stand in for the ancient. And dinosaurs are, of course, known to us as fossils, and oil is called a fossil fuel, and so I think it's easy for people to make the connection in their minds.
Lacquavera says that connection runs deep. It's a misconception he's still working to correct.
I speak to school groups quite frequently, and I have had to correct school teachers in the past who have been teaching their kids that oil comes from dinosaurs.
So if oil doesn't come from the dinosaurs that died out millions of years ago, what does that mean for the future of oil? Could it be replenished hundreds of millions of years down the line? The answer is maybe. The conditions that made all that oil possible, a much warmer climate that encouraged explosive growth of those little marine critters, we just don't see that now at the same scale.
So while we are producing the raw material today that could later be turned into petroleum by geological processes, we're probably not producing them as fast now as 100 million years ago.
In other words, we don't see the conditions on Earth today that would lead to the replication of the oil we've used up. But geologic time is a lot longer than human time. You never know what might happen in several hundred million years. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.
And that's the news from On Alaska. I'm Zoe Sobel. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. Please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.